here it is, the second Sunday in Advent. But the truth is, no one knows much of anything about Advent, except the handful of Christians who mark the season leading up to Christmas. After all, there are no Advent carols on the radio, right? No Advent specials on television. No. And no special Advent cookies or candies. Instead, most everyone is focused on Christmas itself, and images of snowmen and Santa Claus and Rudolph fill the airwaves, cover our greeting cards, and are stocked on the store shelves. Which made me realize that perhaps we need our own unique Advent symbol. Something a little more commercial, perhaps, and more actively engaging than just your basic Advent wreath or your dark blue altar hangings. So, what better to fill that role than the character of John the Baptist, right? You can just see him now, a lean and hairy action figure. And his accessories would include a little camel robe, the tiny little leather belt, and a bag full of mini locusts, right? And a little tiny jar of honey. Wouldn't that be great? And if you press the button on his back, he'd yell, "Repent!" Or, "Prepare the way!" Or my favorite would be, "You brood of vipers!" Wouldn't that get everybody in the holiday spirit? Yeah, well, maybe not. So probably there wouldn't be a big line to buy our action figure, which is really too bad, because John is a very important person in our preparation for the coming of Christ. For even though John encounters Jesus as a full-grown man, he is present in our scripture during the season of Advent in order to remind us of the impact of the coming Savior. And so every single year in Advent, we hear John call, "The kingdom of heaven has come near. Get ready. Repent." And it is important for us to listen to his message because, as we said last week, Advent is to be a time for us to prepare on two levels. First of all, for the birth of Jesus at Christmas, and secondly, for the final coming of Jesus at the end of all time. Therefore, we should sit up and take notice when John calls us to repent, because underneath his wild appearance and loud proclamation is a truth that each of us needs to hear. Which then begs the question, what exactly is repentance? Is it looking at an itemized list of our bad choices and our sinful ways and saying, "Ooh, gee, I'm sorry"? Well, no, not at all. John was actually calling for a much more serious and all-encompassing action. For the word that in English is translated as repent comes from a very in-your-face Aramaic word that means turn around, make a 180-degree turn. So John was not looking for some wimpy, half-hearted apology for bad behavior. Instead, he was demanding that his listeners repent, that they literally turn around and aim their lives in a different direction. And they had to do this because someone was coming who was bringing the kingdom of heaven near. Someone was coming who was powerful and mighty and good. And he warned the people that they better get ready for this coming. For if they were heading in the wrong direction, well, they just might miss it altogether. So if we really listen to his message, then we are forced to take Advent seriously. For even though Christmas parties and cookies and decorations are all really fun, the point of Advent is to prepare the way of the Lord, meaning that we need to clear a path in our lives to make room for Jesus to be born once again into our hearts on Christmas Day. So repentance is not really about the everyday carelessness with which we sin, nor is it about the countless ways that our thoughtlessness makes us less than ideal candidates for the kingdom of heaven. Instead, It's about a life guided by the message of Jesus Christ, in which we are called to love and to serve in a way that makes the kingdom of heaven a reality for all of humankind. So John's summons to repent is a call to live our lives for a higher purpose, to make a turn away from selfish desires and to turn to what God desires. But that is no small task, for we humans are by nature self-centered and self-serving, which means then that we need to live in a state of constant repentance, of a constant returning of ourselves toward the heart of God. And since we are imperfect human beings, we never will get it exactly right. But John pushes us to believe that we absolutely must try. So we are called to rethink and reorient ourselves into living a life in service to the kingdom of heaven. We are called to honest self-examination and a thoughtful evaluation of our lives' motives and goals. And we are called to turn away from anything that leads us astray and to focus on what best leads us to God, which all means that repentance is very hard work and hardly what we want to think about during this Christmas season. But as we contemplate the coming of Christ at Christmas, we need to make room within that noise and all that clutter and all that stuff to prepare Jesus away. And as we consider the coming of Christ at the end of all time, we must remember that what will be important will not be that we were sorry, that we were bad, but instead what will matter is that we answered the call to repentance and we constantly turned and re-aimed ourselves onto God's own path. So, I hope we are all thankful for the second Sunday in Advent, for this time of preparation, and for this reminder of our need to repent. So let us take John's admonitions to heart and use this time to understand where we do need to reorient our lives. And even though a John the Baptist action figure may not soon be available in the stores, perhaps we can allow his voice to echo in our ears, reminding us that the season of Advent is a very special time, and that we are called to something bigger, something greater, and something more amazing than we can even imagine. Because as John tells us, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. The kingdom of heaven, that's what we're getting ready for. Amen. Amen.